All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's a Tuesday.
Nope.
It's U.S. Open. What did I say? I wasn't even close.
You just said it was Tuesday.
I had a 1-in-7 shot, and I missed
one in
by
five.
Two.
You had a 1-in-5.
Well,
five.
Yeah, there are
you
7
only,
days
only
in
work,
the week.
You only here
if
five
I'm going to screw up, you got to keep Sunday and Saturday in play. And by the way, who says Sunday and Saturday? Saturday and Sunday. I have a better idea. It's Thursday. It's the end of crunch time. Please, God, let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Oh, there's too much going on in the lightning round. We got the World Cup in Russia and the U.S. Open in New York. And we got baseball. And I was away. But now I'm back for the lightning round.
Alex isn't here to do that part, so I guess I'll do it. It's the lightning round. It's where I, Nick, go through the biggest sports stories that are happening today, and I go through them rapid-fire style. Steve tries to keep up. He does his best. He generally can't. The Summer of LeBron Part 3 is upon us. The best basketball player on the planet is probably going to opt out of his deal with the Cavs after losing to the Warriors for the third time in 4 years in the finals. Even at his age, LeBron is on the best on the planet, and I bet he wants to beat the Warriors more than anything right about now. There's been talk for, you know, 2-3 years that LeBron is going to the Los Angeles, and now it could be Houston, it could even Miami, and if he wanted to break Twitter, he could go to the Warriors. Where does LeBron sign this summer? Cleveland, Miami, Los Angeles, Houston, or anywhere else?
Wow. I don't buy L.A. I don't buy Miami. What did you say, Houston?
Yep.
I don't think he's going to the West. I would say Cleveland or anywhere else, but I have a feeling he's leaving and going eastbound. I guess this is the version of pending. I guess I'm going to pick other.
Well, you're taking the field. That's probably the right answer. The U.S. Open is an incredible event where the course breaks down some of the best golfers on the planet and makes them look like they're on par with just your regular old average Joe. Just looking at the leaderboard of Shinnecock Hills today, where the leader is only one under. So this sounds like it might benefit Tiger Woods, but who has had some incredible runs on a Saturday, like at last month's Players Championship. Woods looks like he's out of contention, and then suddenly he's in some of the last groups on Sunday. Can we expect the same to happen with Tiger in Tuckahoe, New York? What percent chance do you give Tiger of finishing in the top 15 at the U.S. Open?
Ooh, that's a really good question, because, you know, you finish 14th, you could be 7 shots back, not really in it, and just be Tiger Woods. You know, I'll give him a 50-50 shot at making the top 15. He's out there grinding.
World Cup time. Here we go. Russia kicked off the 28 World Cup against Saudi Arabia, blew them out 5-0, brings the record of host countries in the World Cup to an unbeaten 16 wins, 6 draws, and 0 losses in the opening game of the tournament. Host countries, no matter how good or bad they are, usually get a home country boost and they make it out of the group stage. And with Russia's 3 points and plus 5 goal differential, it would take quite the collapse for Russia to not get out of their group. What percent chance do you give Russia of finishing top 2 in their group, thus making it to the round of 16.
So their group A, you got the Saudis, Uruguayans, Egyptians,
and Russians.
And Russia. That's 90%.
Yeah, they're pretty much through already. Iceland stole our hearts as the feel-good team in the 2016 European Championships in France with their Viking clap, which Steve is doing, and their penalties win over England in the round of 16 before they lost to France. And it's been a story that the soccer world would soon not forget. They're led by their part-time dentist head coach from an island with a 1,000-to-1 puffin-to-person ratio, where they are the dark horses and crowd favorite at the World Cup. In Group D, they will take on Argentina, Croatia, and Nigeria, who have the best kits of the tournament. What percent chance do you give Iceland of winning Group D?
10%. I would go with my heart because I'm rooting for Iceland, but I don't really like their chances.
Yeah, winning the group is going to be pretty hard. James Rodriguez of Bayern Munich won the Golden Boot at the 2014 World Cup with 6 goals in only 5 games for Colombia. He used that incredible summer to make a €63 million, that's about $74 million move, from Monaco in France to Real Madrid. The past 5 Golden Boot winners have won the award with 5, 5, 8, 6, 6, and 6 goals. Already, Russia's Denis Churyshev is the early leader in the clubhouse with two, and with players like Lewandowski, Neymar, Griezmann, Muller, Romelu Lukaku, Messi, and Ronaldo still to play, it is absolutely anybody's game. The winner of the Golden Boot will have over or under 6.5 goals.
Wow. So I wish I knew how many matches they actually played. So, I could probably figure this out. So one, two, they play three in pool. That takes you to the knockout round.
That takes you to round of 16.
Okay. And then
16 quarters.
So to win it, you get what? 8 matches in the World Cup?
Close? Seven.
I'm going to go under.
Interesting. All right, last one. Brazil are favorites to win the World Cup with their ultra-talented France, Germany, Argentina, Belgium, England, and Colombia close behind, hoping that the Brazil that lost 7-1 to Germany in the semifinals of the 2014 shows up in Russia. Neymar would follow up a 2016 Olympic gold medal with a World Cup title. The Germans could go back-to-back, and Messi would possibly win the first ever trophy with his first ever trophy with Argentina. The storylines are endless. Who wins the 2018 World Cup? Brazil, France, Germany, Argentina, or the field?
You know, this is really strange because for some reason I was reading about Belgium and I was like, if I had to bet, I'm going to bet on Belgium. Now, I know they've never won it, but they've advanced. They've been close a couple times. So what are the options again?
Brazil, France, Germany, Argentina, or the field?
Field!
Oh!
I'm going for an upset. My Belgians. I've got to go with, 2010? The year of the Vuvuzelas when they were runner-up, I think? Or am I getting them confused with the Netherlands?
I think you're confusing them with the Netherlands.
I am. I'm bad. And I used to know European history. If Mrs. Mandon ever found out what I just did, she would go back in time and change my grade from an A in modern European history to an F and not let me graduate.
Well, to tell a family secret, my grandmother was a Dutch.
All right, that's quality stuff.